David's Daily Digital Dollop, dollop 154, behind the springs. Behind the springs? Oh dear. That's one for the bloopers reel there. We'll edit that one. I'll just make a note of that so I can use that for Christmas. Behind the springs. It was meant to say behind the scenes, but I said behind the springs, then hilarity ensued. But you probably won't forget about that by the time Christmas comes. But it'll be nice to be all nostalgic and review that moment, won't it? So it's moments like that, though, that you can't script. Okay, David's Daily Digital Dollop, dollop 154, behind the scenes at Springwatch. I am writing today's dollop in a bit of a rush, so forgive me if I'm not on blistering form in this dollop. I'm afraid you might just have to make do with two jokes every paragraph on this occasion. We're about to go on Springwatch and are currently sitting in the production studio. The seat I am sitting on is a swivel chair, which has a wheel missing, and I nearly fell off it when I first sat down. I have warned the people at the BBC about this rogue chair because I'm worried that someone like the Culture Minister, John Whittingdale, might one day be in that studio and sit on the chair, and if he should fall off it, it might spell the end of the BBC. As he launches a massive health and safety investigation into the corporation, he is seemingly looking for excuses to shut the BBC down, and this could be the thing that pushes him over the edge. I hope the producers who I warned about this heed my words, because this might be the chair that brings John Whittingdale, and consequently the BBC, to its knees. We'll be going on set in the next 10 minutes. At the moment, there is a broadcast assistant teaching the studio audience how to applaud. They've been practicing their cheering, their clapping, and their whooping. So if you watch our Springwatch appearance tomorrow, listen out for the audience reactions, because they are something special, having been professionally and properly horned by a BBC broadcast assistant. I hear that the wildlife is also coached about how to behave. I probably shouldn't reveal this. But you think that everything that you see is just the birds and the animals behaving naturally in their natural habitat, when in fact, it's actually all directed by a BBC broadcast assistant. To be honest, it would be much more fascinating if they just spent the programme showing you how this is all achieved. Seeing the broadcast assistant coaching the owls how to hoot properly from the microphone, and attempting to demonstrate to a bird how they should effectively dismember and eat their prey in the way that is most camera-friendly. A few days ago, I was pleased that regular dollopies, still waiting for a better collective name for you all, suggestions very welcome, Claire and Catherine, inspired by my walking audio dollops, created a little walking audio dollop comment, which I played out at the start of Dollop 150. Created a little walking audio dollop comment, which I played out at the start of Dollop 150. Sadly, though, no one as of yet has seemingly been inspired enough by my ASMR dollops to create their own ASMR audio dollop comment. Whether it be you cuddling a dummy with latex gloves, or nibbling an imaginary body part, your ASMR audio dollop comments are welcome. This week has been very busy, and has probably posed the biggest challenge to getting these dollops out. I've been out every evening, and during the day, I've been doing a project with some of England's finest young musicians. And I'm not referring to Michael and Sean. The age of the musicians ranges between 12 and 19. They are so obsessed with making music that even in their rest time, they are still relentlessly making random music. For instance, in the canteen, they were making up songs, using their cutlery to create rhythmic pieces, which they discussed in great detail beforehand. Okay, so Georgia, you bang your fork in 4-4, and Dante, if you will, and I'll add a cross rhythm in 6-8 with my knife. Meanwhile, Emily, how about adding a bit of syncopation with your spoon? I was taken aback today when a few of them came up to me and told me that they've been listening and reading my dollops, which is a little bit awkward for me, given that I'm trying to play the role of responsible professional teacher, and my efforts are being somewhat sullied by them listening to me on the evenings, being nibbled and fondled by a woman. If you're one of the people who only reads the written version of these dollops, well, you're obviously not because you're listening to this, unless you're a convert. Well done. Check out Dollop 150 to be enlightened, for want of a better word. So I have started creating alternative dollops, featuring lots of family-friendly, erudite educational thoughts. Basically, I've developed a system whereby there is a program on my website that can access a visitor's webcam, identify their age from the photo, and then show you the family-friendly content if it identifies you as one of my students or a family member. Ironically, in order to set this up, I have had to break lots of privacy rules. I've had to create a database of photos, and have had to get illegal access to people's webcams. But these issues are still much more preferable than the awkwardness of having students and family members reading and listening to things that I'd rather they didn't. Anyway, mustache, I shouldn't keep Chris Packham waiting any longer.